Good morning. It's 1729. Wow. 17 and a half minutes on the first mile. Good morning. 7:42 a.m. on January the 9th, 2014. Whew, what a lot of numbers. Ah. I took my glove off to manipulate my phone and now my glove's frozen. It's 18 degrees. At least on the thermometer, it says 18 degrees. It feels more like 10. My breath is all frozen on my mustache and beard. I can feel the ice pulling on my face. even with a couple of stops, I got fumbling with the picture, so that took extra time. And then I met with my friend Ron. Ron is one of these guys who goes out every morning and he chugs up and down the noisy part of the street. He's got a loop that looks like it must be about a mile, mile and a half long. And he does it maybe twice a day. I see him go up and down, and he disappears down into one of the neighborhoods. I don't know where he lives. But I see him out on the noisy part of my route. Most of the times when I'm out, I haven't seen him for several weeks now. And I was just beginning to wonder if he was sick or something, but I think it's just a question of timing. Our timing is not the way in sync the way it used to be when I would go out at 6 o'clock and he would be out there. I think I just ran into him on his final lap or something just now. But, he's a good guy. He's one of these jovial. Boy, isn't it cold? Kind of guys. Just, you know, it's like, yeah, you think it's kind of cold. Basically, I'm in a pretty good mood this morning. I got the manuscript back from Karen Conlon, about whom I cannot say enough good things. She's done an exemplary job of editing on this book. It's amazing. It's wonderful. I'm halfway through already. I'm halfway through all the edits for Zyphira's Call, off our Hermit. And it's so invigorating. It's so empowering. It's like, oh yes. Yes, this is what writing was. This is what I wanted to do. This is superb. This feeling is amazing. So, yesterday was a very productive day. It wasn't doing what I expected I was going to do. It wasn't doing what my calendar said I should do. But it was doing something significant. And so, I'm not going to put a red circle in the day's work count yesterday, even though it should be. Because I did work. I worked harder yesterday on the edits than I have on anything in a year. Well, not quite, but close. It was so cool. It was so great. So yeah, Hermit is going to be out. I'm going to put Hermit out. I still have to do my taxes, shoot. But I'm going to get Hermit out. And Sunday is the 7th anniversary of sitting down to write Quarter Share. January the 12th, 2007. So it's kind of exciting. I'd like to plan something special, but I don't know quite what to do. It's mind-blowing. It's boggling. It's freezing out here. I'm so cold. There's a patch of sweat in the middle of my back because that's the most well-protected spot. And every once in a while, a gust of cold air, a little breath of cold, will sneak up underneath the back of my shirt and across my shoulder blades. It's like, woo! Yeah, no, that's not, it's not pleasant. I'm laughing, but it isn't funny. Oh, I suppose it is. Speaking of laughing when it isn't funny. Breaking Bad was funny when it shouldn't have been, but I couldn't help it. And we finished Breaking Bad. We bought the CD and the DVD. Watched the last few episodes of Breaking Bad. It was really quite good. I enjoyed it a great deal. We just got done watching the full 5 seasons of Leverage, which is also a fun show. It's not quite as well done, but it's still quite a fun show. And we were looking around for something else to watch, and we stumbled on a... I kept hearing about Lilyhammer, about the Netflix show Lilyhammer. 16 episodes, 2 8 show seasons, apparently. About a mafia guy who turns on his family and then joins witness protection and asks to go to Lilyhammer, Norway. And they send him there. They send him to Lilyhammer. I found it hysterical. I just enjoyed... We watched 2 episodes last night. And my wife said, well, yeah, it's all right. I loved it. I loved it. The culture clash, which they hang a big lantern on right in the beginning. Was priceless. It was wonderful. It was spectacular. I loved it. I'll have to watch it when she's not around because she doesn't like it. And we'll try to watch things together that we can both watch and both enjoy. And it was clear she wasn't really enjoying. I think it might have had something to do with the language. There are a lot of F-bombs. Even the Norwegians use a lot of F-bombs. So it was... I thought it was cool. Okay, the turn eastward. Oh, and there is the sun. Here comes the sun. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Ah. Oh. Good morning, Mr. Sunshine. I still haven't been to Panera. I'm walking past it. I can look over and see the back of it here. Good morning, Panera. The edits came back from... Karen in Word format, so I'll need to work on that on my desktop where I've got Word. Shouldn't be about another day. Today, maybe part of tomorrow. That should take care of it. And I'll be ready to format for ebook and stack it up for the scripts for reading. Car's low on petrol. I have to remember to stop on the way picking up the kid this afternoon to get some more gasoline in it, or I'll be stuck on the road and frozen. That would not be fun. So yeah, very exciting. I'm quite tickled. I'm quite pleased. I'm getting the energy back. Because the edits came back, it's like, oh, it's not required for me to wait 9 months to get an edit back. I'm so used to having it take forever. This is quite delightful. To be fair, the people who have had, for example, the woman who has captain's chair, owner's chair, is home from the hospital. She's no longer, she's had her surgery. She's probably going to be mobile again here pretty soon. So that's good. And the editor who has South Coast has never had a deadline and is, in fact, trying to work through a significant amount of degenerative muscle disease in order to sit long enough at the keyboard to do the editing. So there's no real deadline on that one. That was a book that I expected I could pull out of my hip pocket sometime in the middle of the year if I get bogged down. So yeah, these latest ones are, you know, they're proceeding as much as I expected them to. The aggravating ones were, you know, sending a book off to Ryden and having them keep it for 8 months, 9 months, and then 10 months, and then decide, oh yeah, well, we probably ought to get this out before Balticon, so here's some edits, turn them around in 24 hours. I only to edit like mad fiends for 3 days and publish a book. And that, you know, that really didn't work out as well as it might have. The first book worked out pretty well. The first book was not as fraught with errors. It did have an enormous number of drafts. Somebody asked me once. They were bemoaning the fact that they had done 4 drafts, and was that normal? And it's like, well, 4 drafts is sort of like a beginning. I've done 1 draft of Hermit, and now I'm working on the 2nd draft of Hermit with the editor's input, and then I think it's going to be clean. I think it's going to be ready to go. This is the cleanest book, the most direct and it may be the easiest book I've ever written. In terms of my effort, in terms of my engagement in it, it was like, yes, oh, of course, I have to go back and work some more. I get my 5,000 words a day was one thing, but the story was really the more important driver. And well, I'm pretty sure I did get my 5,000 words most days, and 6,000, 7,000, 8,000, a couple of times, but mostly it was 5,000 words a day, and then I'd knock off and go do something else. And the story would drag me back every morning. The story would call to me and say, oh, hello. Remember Tanith? She's out in the woods. There's a lot of Jim Butcher's advice for writers and what to do to write a scene and why conflict is required in every scene and why the follow-on bit that ends the conflict, the sequel to the conflict, is a reflection reassessment and retry, I guess, to reach the goal. And I appreciate this. I really think that there's a lot to what he is saying, but I also have this real clear sense that while I like the Dresden Files a great deal, I read the Dresden Files books, I read the first three or four of them, five of them maybe. But then they got to be too expensive because, quite frankly, they were kind of boring. They were all the same. They were all the same story. They were all the same. They had all the same pattern. They had all the same beats. They had all the same. And each story was wound a little bit tighter, so the violence was a little higher. The magic was not necessarily any bigger, but wasn't growing anything. It wasn't really developing that much. Having written three books of Tanith Fairport and her growing magic, I'm kind of, yeah, I can see this. See how this works. But, the problem with this sort of recipe structure. There's nothing wrong with it. It's actually pretty good. It's actually a good form. But following it slavishly, following it as if you know, it's like, okay, well, I have to do this now, and then I have to do that now, and then I have to do that now, and then we can do this. And then I have to do that now, and then we can do this now, and then we can do that now, and then we can do this. And while at some level I'm sure that that has to be there, I'm also pretty sure that if that's all you do, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be sufficient. That simply following the recipe might come up with a meal, but it's not going to be as satisfying as changing it up a little bit. Oh, there's supposed to be something here, but it's not here, so what the heck? I think there's much more value in that kind of, okay, well, I'll lull you with this formula, and then I'll twist the formula at a key point, and you'll go, what? How does this work? How does this happen?
Miles in 35 minutes, 41 seconds.
18, 12 on the backside. That's not bad. There's a lot more snow to walk through in the backside. And I didn't have my music to keep me pumping along. So 18 and a half on the backside. That's not too bad. Given that I'm still really out of shape. My hips are telling me. And these hips don't lie. I wish they would. I wish they would lie some of the time and say, oh, you're in wonderful shape. No, they won't. Oh, yes. Oh, it's trash day. I think it's recycle day, so everything is already out at the curb. I'm so far ahead of the game, I don't know what to do. I think I'll have some breakfast. What a good idea. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.